Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
The Fed is holding rates. No surprise. No rate change whatsoever. But they still teased three rate cuts in 2024, so the market went up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. They don't care if there's honesty. As long as they're told they look pretty, that's all the market seems to care about. It's pretty nutty. It is absolutely nutty. Meanwhile, Reddit had their IPO, or is going to have their IPO. $34 a share is how that one's going to work. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. This week, there were some more governor roundtables, if you will, or, you know, kind of like hear from the gubernatorial candidates. The 5th District had a whole thing. I missed it. I'm shame on me. For missing that one. We have not talked much about the 5th District. I think the travel has gotten in the way of that. I hope to do that in the month of April and bring you some of these candidates before you vote. Have some of those conversations. On the gubernatorial side, the 6 Republican candidates, I have now completed interviews with all of them. 45 minutes to an hour. And they will all be up rather quickly at WIBC.com. You'll be able to watch them, share in them, and then of course, have your thoughts. So we have spoken to everybody. There is a big debate that takes place on Tuesday. I think that's over at Fox 59. And then from there, I'm going to start having thoughts and ideas about candidates. But I want to start with a basic. And some people might see this as a difference from maybe other things that happen at WIBC, which happens all the time. Perfection doesn't exist. I can find a problem with everybody. And what do I do now? What do I do now? You can either, to quote Rumsfeld, go to war with the army you wish you had or go to war with the army you have. Which one's it going to be? I can point out issues everywhere. I can also point out what I think is valuable policy and opportunities for victory. There has never been, as long as I have been aware, not alive, but aware, there has never been a politico that I have not said, man, I wish they did X. Wish they did a little more of this. The job of us is to keep them on a path that we denote. That's it. That's the story. So as we enter this primary, which, you know, very well will decide who the governor is. I mean, it would be one heck of an upset if it goes another way. If you're looking for perfection, you've got yourself and you've got Jesus, and that's it. And you better start getting with the program on that one. Now ask yourself, who gets you to the next phase? Who gets you to the next step? Who advances you a little better if that's all you can get? And if you're really unhappy, may I suggest running? might be your only option to satisfy your need. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Life is hard, and so am I. You better give me something so I don't die.
President Trump talking about a 15-week ban on abortion. This is a political move. He wants to get ahead of it all. I oppose this because if we push for states' rights, this is not it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. That said, if the federal government is passing legislation, you can't argue that every piece of legislation is a violation of states' rights. Trump saying that he's leaning toward a 15-week national ban on abortion, supporting exceptions, as he says, because, quote, you have to win elections, which is an interesting way to put it. I think it's better said, this is what Americans want. It is. It is what Americans want. It might not be what you want. Again, I will remind, you might not get everything you want on day one. You got to get to the place. We have lost touch with the importance of incrementalism. Not that it isn't frustrating, but sometimes it is what you have. It is the path. You grab what you can as you can. You make things better bit by bit as you can, and then you build upon it. We've just got a ton of people who are desperate for the Grand Slam on their first at-bat, never once spending any time in the minors. They just think they're going to walk into the major leagues, up to the plate, Grand Slam. Oh, yeah, super easy. Every now and then it can happen. But you better have a plan for if it doesn't. The 15-week national ban would match many other nations around the globe. That will not satisfy the progressives. They're really desperate for infanticide. And no. Let's not pretend that the left hasn't said it, hasn't discussed it, hasn't pushed it, hasn't had a desire for it. Let's not be those people. If we're going to admit that there are people on the political right that don't want abortion under any circumstance, no matter how horrific, and yes, the child is going to have to deliver the baby. If you're going to make that argument, well, then those things exist on both sides, in both quote-unquote extremes. Not going to pretend here that's crazy town. This is Trump trying to get ahead of abortion, of the abortion conversation, which will be a part of the election. The left is counting on this. It's the, can abortion overwhelm the economy and the border? For liberal white women, yes, because liberal white women are the very, very worst. You know who I'm talking to. I see you in Hamilton County and Boone County. I see. Oh, don't worry. You're in Hendricks, too. I'm not going to leave you out. No matter what county you're from, if you're a liberal white woman, most probably you're absolutely terrible. I mean, just the worst. This has been a public service announcement from Tony Katz and the Morning News. Just trying to help. The popcorn moment. Let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. Speaking of liberal white women, Don Lemon. Oh. When I put that together a few minutes ago, I was just hoping I would be able to deliver it as such. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Don Lemon, formerly of CNN, who then got himself a show with X and then blew it all up. Because as I stated, he wanted to blow it all up. He did not want the show. What he wanted was the attention. And if he's not going to get the viewership and he's not going to get the numbers and the dollars, it has to be everybody else's fault. He's being suppressed. It's bigotry, all these things. He wanted to sabotage the interview with Elon Musk, and he did it. Well, then he's having a conversation with Kara Swisher. Now, Kara Swisher is with the New York Times. And Kara Swisher covers tech. And she's been doing so for years. Somehow she has decided that this makes her important. That drives me nutty. Nutty! That she believes that she is a real arbiter. You have a skill set. I don't argue no, but dear Lord. Meanwhile, she's doing a conversation, having a conversation with Don Lemon. I just because it goes a little bit longer than maybe I checked. So finger on the dump button, although I don't think it's a problem there, producer Carl. Check out this conversation. Everything you need to know about the political left in 43 seconds.
And people have been asking me what I meant by when I said he did not like answering questions or being held to account from people like me. And so some people took it to mean a racial thing. I meant someone who has a different worldview. But since people raised it and you said what you said, do you think that he was uncomfortable? I didn't want to go there. Do you think he was uncomfortable sitting in front of a gay black guy?
Probably more gay than black, I would think. I hate to say that, but I don't know.
I mean, having to answer questions from...
I don't think he likes control beyond himself. And okay. So it doesn't matter who's exerting it. I don't think he much likes Joe Biden either.
You see, oh, sure, maybe he just likes to have control of an interview, control of this, that Elon Musk, the owner of X, the owner of Tesla, the owner of SpaceX, the owner of Starlink. Oh, he likes to have control, but really, it was being in front of a gay black man. That was the issue. Raising that as an argument, which it isn't. It's not an argument. It's the rantings of a crazy person is the shield. Well, you know, it could always be that. Oh, anybody disagrees with me? Well, I guess they just hate Jews. What, they can't just disagree with me? They can't just be disgusted? He can't just be a terrible person? No, Don Lemon can't just be a terrible person. No, it has to be because he's gay and black. No, he's terrible. He's a pompous jerk. He is what he is. To bring that up, and then him and Kara Swisher having a real sophisticated argument about, maybe it's because I'm gay and black. Don't you think that that's possible? Well, probably more this than that. Like it took some intellectual thought. You see, I don't think he's a racist. I just think he's a homophobe. So probably more that you were gay than being black. This is the intellectual heft that I'm supposed to somewhat respect. I bring it up because it's important for us to know what it is they are discussing, how it is they are engaged. This is what moves them. This is what you're up against. These people are twisted, sick and twisted. And absolutely terrible. Don Lemon is a pompous egomaniac. And the fact that he's not on CNN anymore kills him. Because after all, he's special, don't you know it? So is he going to keep doing episodes? I don't know. But when the ratings aren't there, and we only pay attention when he says something just outlandish for us to mock, he'll tell you it's because I'm gay and black and people just can't handle it. Never will it be a look into his own personality and his own failings. Just put up the shields and blame everybody else. Ugly, ugly stuff.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. all hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
There is a conversation happening on my social media feed that I can't. If I name names, we're all going to go nuts. I won't do it. But this is the line. I can't. I'm going to breathe my way through it, guys. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. It is a support of communism. This is literally happening on my feed. Even Lenin set up a new economic policy, and China has many systems to reward workers for hard work. Ha! 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 Where is all the bourbon? Where is all of it? Okay, breathe, Tony. Breathe. You know what you need. You know what you need. There it is. Ah. Puppies. Brisket. Chocolate milk. Trying to think of happy things, Matt Bear. I have people telling me, you see, communism in China isn't that bad. The worker gets rewarded. Maybe they get an extra ration of chocolate. See, they get rewarded. You see, even Lenin had a new economic policy that was all about capitalism, fully controlled by the state, however, because that's totally the same thing. A burger from Working Man's Friend. From Cocktail at St. Elmo's. Tacos from Chris's Tacos. Have you had Chris's Tacos, by the way? Chris's Tacos are fantastic. They're excellent. I cannot say enough good things about Chris's Tacos right there. This is the crazy going on. This is an actual conversation happening on my feed. I'm not even a part of it. Oh. You want to know what you're up against? You're up against, even Lenin. See, he wasn't such a bad guy. I don't know why everybody thinks he was such a bad guy. Let's do the search there on DuckDuckGo. How many people did Lenin kill? Let's see. According to this, more than a million people murdered for political or religious reasons, between 300,000 and 500,000 Cossacks killed, 240,000 killed in the suppression of the Tambov rebellion, and then between 4 and 7.5 million deaths from famines among the Russians, the Kazakhs, Cossacks, and others. But he thought you could open a business. It's okay. Better? Better? We all better? Producer Carl, am I okay now?
Sound a little better.
Okay. Am I good to continue?
I think you are.
Let's talk capitalism for a second. What exactly should I be gambling when I'm in Vegas? That was actually the question I was going to come with, and then I saw that on my social media feed, and it stopped me cold. I know what you're saying. Stop it with Twitter already. That place is a hellscape. I agree. But sometimes it just brings you insanity that one must share. And if I'm going to be driven crazy, guess what, Boo Bear? You are going to be driven crazy. We are in this together, dang it. We are Thelma and Louise right to the end. But we're using your car. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Earlier I shared that Joe Biden is out there campaigning, which, even though I don't think he's going to be the nominee, I would expect. And he's out there talking to Latino voters and begging for their vote.
This election is not a referendum on me. It's an election between me and a guy named Trump. This is a guy who whose way he talks about the Latino community is, well... In 2016, he called Latinos criminal, drug dealers, and rapists when he came down the escalator. Now he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. You're the reason why, in large part, I beat Donald Trump. I need you. I need you badly.
There's no doubt that he does. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. And there's no doubt that he's losing in that regard. And this got pointed out by Harry Enten over at CNN, talking about polling where the people clearly support Trump over Biden when it comes to the border.
We see that back in 2020, it was basically a dead even split, right? Joe Biden was slightly favored on it, but not overwhelmingly. And of course, he slightly won the election, not overwhelmingly so. Look at where we are today in a Marquette University Law School poll that was put out last month. Look at that advantage that Joe Biden has on, that Donald Trump has on immigration and border security. It's near 30 points. This is a tremendous change that's going on. And it's no wonder that Donald Trump is running on immigration. And he's not just running on it in a Republican primary. He's running on in the general election.
Because it's a general election issue. In 2020, Americans thought Biden was better on the border by plus one. In 2024, they think Trump is better on the border by plus 28. Thus, the border is going to be a major story for the election, which is why Democrats are so trying so hard to blame Republicans for what has taken place. You can blame them both, but to not recognize that Biden is in charge is kind of laughable. But I put to you that the story, I think, comes from this CBS News piece that is talking to Latino voters in Arizona. And I want you to hear what it is that one voter said.
An example. I walked in. I was putting gas in the car the other day, and I walked in to buy a candy bar, which I don't do too often. And I looked down. It was $2.29. I was like, I'm not buying this. I can afford the candy bar, but I refuse to buy this candy bar because I'm not paying $2.29 for a candy bar. Right. And I mean, and, you know, look, and I can, you know, afford toilet paper and chicken and everything that, you know, that
just
we need.
The principle of it. But right. It used to be that we could go out and do things, you know, go out to dinner, you know, once, twice a week. Now, no, that's not happening. We have to budget everything down to the finest thing. And the cost of health care and medical has gone up.
We are the only show I have ever heard of to discuss the concept that the everyday things keep people normal. That if you create a situation by which people, they're working hard, they're saving, they're showing up to work every day, but they're able to go out to dinner. Those things are the normal things that make people believe, make Americans believe, all right, everything's okay. Somebody else did the cooking. Somebody else is getting me a refill. I get to sit here and relax. It's a treat that I can afford. It is a luxury that I get to indulge in. I must be doing okay. When you take that away, when that becomes unaffordable, that's when Americans say, what am I doing here? What is this? What's happening here? Why is it that I can't do even the basics? I can't take my kid out for pancakes on a Saturday morning because I can't afford it? These are the things that change minds, because these are the things that actually affect the soul. They rip at people. And you say to me, Tony, that's very first world of you. Yes, that's exactly the point. We are a first world nation. We are the United States. You're telling me I'm working 40, 50, 60 hours a week and I can't afford to take my family out for a burger because the burger is $18, never mind fries or the drink? I live in a first world nation for a freaking reason. I can't do this. People change their vote. And this is the first time I have heard any news organization get close to the conversation that we've been having for years on this subject. But man, it reinforces how true it is. If I can't take my family out to dinner, if I can't afford to do it, a change has to come. That is the bad news for Biden Inc. Matt Bear's got traffic. What's up, Matthew?
Southside crash, westbound 465 after Harding Street near the White River, blocking the left lane. It's been there most of the morning, and traffic has stopped back to Harding Street. Now, going in the same direction, eastbound 465. Actually, it's the different direction. Eastbound 465 at the White River. The left lane is blocked. That has traffic stopped to Kentucky Avenue. Crews are assisting with the westbound crash. There's also a secondary crash going eastbound 465, blocking the right shoulder, so that delay on the eastbound equally as bad as the other side of the interstate. Both directions are barely moving. Rerouting on northbound 65, so that's causing stop and go traffic from 465 up to Raymond Street. Crash west side Rockville Road at Raceway Road. Also a crash Keystone Avenue at East 46th Street. Traffic sponsored by Drexel Interiors. Go where the pros go. Drexel Interiors for Timberland Kitchen and Bath Cabinets. Visit Drexel's Design Centers at 146th Street and River Road, or on North Shade Lit online at DrexelIN.com. I'm Matt Bear with traffic on the fives. Follow us at WIBC Traffic.